Okay, so what role did the King of Salem play in, like, Santiago's, like, need to go on his journey?
He kind of, like, got it started.
Yeah, he started.
The gypsy woman, like, he didn't really believe the gypsy lady. He was kind of, like, critical. And then when he met the king, then he started believing.
He knew it was for sure.
Yeah.
And he gave him those rocks.
Yeah, and then, like, when he listed, like, things that he wouldn't know in the sand or whatever, that's when he, like, believed him. So I guess that's why he, like, became. Yeah. And, like, he's the one that, like bought all the sheep or whatever and gave him the money to go.
Well, he didn't buy his sheep. His friend bought a sheep.
His friend bought some sheep, but he brought, like, a third or a fourth of his
He got them, like, how the gypsy got some of his treasure. He got some of his sheep.
Yeah.
Just for helping.
He got, like, a third of his sheep.
What?
No, he paid him for it, so he could go on his, because he needed money to go on his,
his
journey. Oh, that was so sad when he got mugged, and he kept talking about it. I'm like, okay, I feel bad for you, but you're talking about it for 40 pages.
Yeah, it was really, like, you don't just
give
your money to
was gonna happen when there's, like,
really
those two people were, like, fighting in the place.
But then speak.
I was like, oh, come on. And I was like, now there's going to be, like, 20 other times that this happens. Because I knew it was going to take forever.
Yeah.
I was so mad. And, like, the last page is finally when he figured out where his treasure was. I was like,
oh, no, it was like,
and it
didn't
even really, like,
where
seem
it
like
was.
His. It seemed like the other guy's treasure.
Yeah.
The other guy didn't call his personal legend.
Yeah, but it seems like they shouldn't have the same personal legend.
Yeah.
Like, even if one's not gonna follow it, still.
When I first read it, I was like, what? I didn't even understand it. Like, I was just, like, saying, like, I know my treasure was. Like,
I was
and I read
so
it again,
bad.
I was
and
like...
if you had the same experiences, I don't think you'd put it into that much detail. You wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, I mean, I had a dream, and it was right here, and right here.
Like, yeah, like,
it was just too
by a ruined church, under a sycamore tree.
Like, you could say,
I was
like,
mad
that
when
happened
I had
to
the
me
ending.
Too.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It was like right where we started.
Do you have another question?
Oh, yeah. And in the desert, he meets an Englishman. How are the two characters similar, but they're really different?
They're both following their personal legends, but it's two different legends.
And they're learning as
they
go, too.
Yeah. And they both try to, like, learn each other's stuff. You know how they, like, switch that one time when they're, like, traveling?
And, like, Santiago, like, looks at, like, the nature and, like, all that, and then the other guy just, like, reads books.
Yeah, he, like, studies all his
knowledge from, like, reading.
And then they told each other to pay attention to...
Yeah. They both are, like, alike because they're both following their personal legends by, like, going out and doing what they have to do, whatever, but they're doing it in, like, different ways.
Yeah.
We're, like, almost done.
Silence is a good thing.
Just gonna say that.